Well, again, what's going on, everybody? I'm Ricky. I have a blog. Well, I had a blog. Now I have a brand called Pull'em or Do. It deals, excuse me, deals with music, which is playing in my headphones right now. Excuse me real quick. Yeah, so I listen to music all day long. Like, this man will be able to tell you. I fuck with music all day long.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm not around people, I most likely got some headphones on. Just rocking. So for me, it's like I like to convey that energy over to people through music. So I create playlists for new vibes, old vibes, something that y'all can just rock to, pretty much. So yeah, that's my blog. That's called Pull'em or Do. Stands for the love of. I also work with Brown Box here and there.
Plug.
Because girlfriend on 18, I am Baby Dinosaur. Everybody go follow her. She's you know.
What's your current challenge as you build your brand and you build these business?
Yo, honestly, it's getting past myself.
Okay.
Like, I find myself to be the hardest critic. So for me, it's like getting past myself is usually the biggest obstacle. Like, all right, you can do this. Nah, this shit ain't ready yet, nigga. So it's like, I'm literally like be battling with myself. Like, nah, nigga, you ain't ready yet. They ain't ready yet. So it's kind of like, all right, this is what we're going to do. Pretty much, like, once I can get past myself, other than that, it's like, I'll be rocking. Like, if I'm not in my head, I'm good. Like, I'm zoned. But I feel like once people get in their head, they be like, ah.
How has culture influenced your work?
Whew. All right, so for me, it was the party scene, Jersey's party scene. I grew up in the cookout era, which is what I call it, like, everybody's family was having cookouts. Didn't matter what holiday it was. It could be a regular ass day. Yo, we about to grill. So, like, for me, it was like that energy, that vibe is kind of what pushed me into, like, oh, this is love. Like, seeing black people smiling, enjoying themselves without issue, even when fam got issue, is love to me. So, that culture alone kind of brought me into this person.
Any favorite books that affect you at your work as a builder or media in general? Any like resources that you lean on?
More so probably media. Like, I go to a lot of, well, building my blog, I had to look at a lot of other blogs. So it's kind of like, I like their structure, but I don't like this somewhat. So I kind of got real attached to, I don't know if y'all know her, EXO Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the way she built her brand completely was insane to me. And then when Yes Jewels came out and she did that shit within like almost 2 years, I was like, oh, all right. I'm like, all right. So
you gotta finesse.
Yeah, like, this can actually happen. Like, cool. But other than that, I was reading like mad magazines, just random magazines. Because I was working in the city. And for some odd reason, when you work in the city in the fashion industry, they have a totally different magazine collection. Like, that shit is sick. Like, it's sickening.
That's a gym right there.
So I was working at this company called Vastia Collective, and it was in the Chelsea area. And they had their own little, you know, newspaper stand like most buildings in New York got. But they magazine collection, are they sectioned alone? Wild. Like, dumb wild. Like, magazines was costing like $40, $50.
Sheesh.
For the magazine, but it was like this fucking thick, and it was a monthly issue.
Nah, that's a book. That's a book.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Like,
that's a book.
But like,
that's an expensive ass book.
Like, visually looking at everything, that part was more mind blowing and opening to me than probably anything.
Nah,
so I was like, yo, I got a nice little stack of them things. Yes, I did pay that 50 for that.
Nah, I mean, that's an investment. Because I look at books the same way. I say, yo, those are investments. Like, those aren't just, I mean, me. Like, I seen a meme that I kind of resonated with. It was like, it's hoarding unless it's books. And I was like, hey, this is exactly my mood. Like, I can access information. Like, it's Google, but a little bit more predated. Like, you know what I mean? Fact. So, yeah, I definitely think like that's definitely counts as an investment, especially for what you're doing. So, all right, magazines. Cool. If you can take a class on anything not business related, what would it be?
Architect.
Mm.
working in the city, you learn to love lines and buildings because it's just the vibe. But going to Cali, you learn a lot of, like, scenery, mm-hmm. which I do love. So it's kind of like, if it's not going to be architecture, it's probably going to be landscape.
Because
I just love, like, a beautiful setup in the backyard or a beautiful setup in somebody's front yard or just literally the nature.
Mm-hmm. That's love. That's love. That's deep.
All right. So thank you, guys. Y'all make me feel not weird.
That's what I'm here for, man. This is what this is about. It's all good.
If you have Apple Music, you can just look me up. Paula Mordeaux. I can spell that for y'all. PoulaMordeaux. Paula Mordeaux stands for the love of. Also, you can just look me up by Rico, because that's the name on there. But I dropped this whole summer and spring. I dropped playlists like fashion deliveries. So it's called SS-18.
Mm. What's that, spring?
Yeah, spring summer. Mm. Spring summer 18, delivery 3. It's the last one, and I also have another one called New R&B, which if you want to follow me on Instagram, I will be putting those up all day today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not going to miss it. And that's also PoulaMordeaux.
Sweet.
Paula Mordeaux.
Thanks, man. That's
facts.
It.
Facts. Bro, it. You kind of put me on the spot with this
shit. I know I did. It's all good.
I was confused.
I put everybody on blast.